On coming home. Domesticity is all of our pets together in one room. Plus me in my plaid pajama pants and you in no pants. Some people take off their shoes when they walk in the door, but you, the first thing you do is take off your pants, because to you, pants equals work, and you are home. There's cat litter stuck to your feet, there are my dirty socks on the floor again, and there's the floor mat our guests rarely wipe their feet on. So the cats scratch it up, so the dog naps there. There's a time where your mom doesn't knock on our door for Sunday breakfast again. A time where your sister tells you to please stop talking about anything related to sex. I want to fit in with the women in your family, but I am too reliable. You can count on me, darling, to wink at you from across the bar 10 years from now. What if every time was like the first time? By which I mean our lovemaking brings us to tears in a stranger's bedroom, and we don't know when we'll see each other again, don't know what the moon will shine like when it's been cloudy for weeks. Just know that I am a garden of boomerangs, and Ingrid Michaelson is singing all the while. I listen to that song again where the girl can't help falling in love, as a reminder that television is not a stand-in for affection, and neither is the bowl of cereal one of us silently pours the other. We crave surprises. Once I mailed you a postcard from the mailbox down the street, which is to say my gratitude is the longest day of the year. Summer solstice is the way your body shines, which is how my mouth says I was here. I make you promises, but don't say them out loud. We both know marriage is overrated. Instead, matching heart tattoos on our pointer fingers. Instead, a six-pack of Sierra Nevada in the fridge, a homemade pizza. So much of love is consumption. So much of my appetite is bottomless. I've been running, and for once, it isn't away.